This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. United States Senator John Hickenlooper has been visiting Northwest Colorado with a town hall in Walden Tuesday, then a gathering to discuss water conservation projects in the Colorado River Basin at the Bruchet Ranch in Grand County on Wednesday.
So being up here on the Bruchet Ranch, you get a real taste of what high-altitude ranching can be. And it's just been inspiring and exciting, and we look forward to working with them on innovations that could be translated across the entire state.
The discussions were about keeping water on the western slope and projects in the Colorado River Basin that affect other rivers like the Yampa River, White River, and Green River. Federal funding has contributed to the water conservation programs. Other discussions were on alternative forage crops for animal feed compared to what is traditionally grown for livestock. The annual meeting for the Northwest Colorado Development Council was Tuesday in Craig. Elected officials and leaders were there. The council's an intergovernmental agreement with Moffitt, Rio Blanco, and Rout counties, and their seven communities to collaborate on regional economic development. Rout County Commissioner Tim Redmond was the MC of the meeting. He said he knew the region was moving away from coal and that the three counties would be stronger together.
I immediately looked at where we were, where we live, and realized that we did not have the population or the political voice independently. But yet, as a region, I believe that we could be noticed. And I also thought, as a region, we could do excellent work together. I'm proud of this organization and the work that we've done, but I'm really proud of what we're going to do.
Priority areas for the Northwest Colorado Development Council are economic diversification, workforce development, affordable housing, access to childcare, and regional transportation. The council's meeting at Yampa Town Hall, that's at 3 o'clock today. Hunting season has started. Colorado Parks and Wildlife sends a reminder that coyotes and gray wolves can look similar from a distance. They've created a handout with pictures. They also want to remind people that penalties for illegally killing a gray wolf can vary, but can include fines of up to $100,000, jail time, and a loss of hunting privileges. Craig City Council and city staff are meeting all day today in council chambers for a 2025 pre-budget retreat. September is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. REPS, which is Reaching Everyone Preventing Suicide, is having a QPR session. That's Question, Persuade, Refer. It's about awareness to suicide. Resources will be discussed. It's at 5:30 today in the community room at Old Town Hot Springs. There's a job fair at the Craig Post Office from 8:30 to 11:30 tomorrow, and another job fair that same day from 1 to 4 at the Steamboat Springs Post Office at 3rd and Lincoln Friday for jobs within the U.S. Postal Service. Steamboat Springs Rotary Club heard from the 8th graders and high school students who they sent to leadership camp last summer on scholarships. It was inspiring for the kids. They reported back to the Rotarians. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Read it for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.